It's time for the End of Conversation podcast with funny man Damian Lemon and the voice of your choice, Ali Muhammad.
Yeah, what's good? This is Damian Lemon.
This is Ali Muhammad.
And this is In the Conversation,
the podcast.
We back.
Yes, sir.
Ah, shit. What's good, man? How you doing?
Man, I'm out here dodging this corona.
Man.
Yeah, it's tough. Yeah, they said it done hit New York.
That's the new freeze tag. It
done touched down.
Yeah, I seen it, man. They said this shit is in Manhattan. And it's that they got it at the crib, supposedly.
It's two now.
Oh, it's two?
Yeah, it's one at the hospital now.
What was that?
That was today.
Oh, shit. You know what? Honestly, I was really consciously, I wasn't really buying into the coronavirus shit.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, I felt like it's this hysteria propaganda being leveraged. You know what I mean? For some, not to get super conspiracy theorists, but I do realize that Trump, you know, he had to raise the tariffs on China.
Right.
You know, and then we used to getting stuff from China for so cheap.
Right.
That, you know, you kind of got to start looking at China sideways somehow because we, you know, why are we raising the tariffs? But I think
right, they bucked back like, okay, we'll raise the prices.
Yeah, come on. Now don't cut me short. So they doing that. And then I was at B&H buying some shit and the cat was using that as part of the negotiation. Look, I'm going to tell you now, you might want to mess with this now because the inventory is getting low. You know, with the coronavirus, things aren't moving like they used to.
Right.
And now I don't know if that was just a tactic or if that was some true shit, but either way, it's out there. And now I'm saying, now that we're seeing people, now it's two people in NYC, It's getting closer.
Right.
You know what I mean? Now it's getting close. Now it's starting to feel real. You know what I mean? And soon enough, it's going to be, oh, they got Raheem. And you're like, ah, right. Oh, shit. This shit, all right, this is a threat.
They say the black people can't get the coronavirus.
Oh,
not,
I didn't
not
know that.
Can't get.
Why? Because they don't drink Corona?
Nah. I guess, I don't know. Something with the, it's, you know, this all internet hoax shit. This ain't no real information.
Oh, well, you know, we entertain that.
Yeah, so it's like because of whatever genotypes. You know what I'm saying?
All
right. It's a little more difficult for the melanated to acquire the coronavirus. That's why there's no cases in this continent of Africa right now.
I saw that. Cats is salty too. Like, come on, Africa. Y'all ain't got this.
Man, they had the Ebola, man. Yeah. Y'all leave them alone.
Stop
man.
Playing with Africa.
They immune to that shit.
Seen enough.
You know?
So what is it? It's a genotype?
I don't, Nick, don't get me. You know what I mean? Okay. It was a meme.
Okay.
Right. This is meme information. Mm. This is not to be taken seriously. It's for entertainment value only.
So how you dodging it? Because you're on the train and all of that. How you dodging
it? I'm dodging
this?
It like I dodged the flu shot. You know what I mean? Fuck it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? If I get it, that shit. And I take the roots and the herbs, get the shit up off me.
All right.
You know what I mean? I ain't got it right now, so I ain't worried.
So you ain't even stressing.
The fuck can you stress it? You can't see it.
Nah, you can't.
How you gonna stress it?
Man, I don't.
I'm in the train. I can't not take the train. Motherfuckers is coughing. I'm like, ooh, Lord.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's too late. It's too tight in here.
I had to sneeze one time on the train. The whole motherfucker shit is like, whoop.
Oh, yeah.
And assessing your symptoms and shit.
Yeah, that's the empathy is low.
No, they ain't got no tolerance for you.
Yeah, man.
So I'm not dodging it per se because it ain't really much I could do.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Shit, I had a hard enough battle trying to keep the rats out of my goddamn front yard.
How's that going, man? We ain't really
revisit
that.
I ain't really seen them in my space.
Okay.
So, I seen them down the block, but I haven't seen no signs of, you know what I'm saying, rat work around where they was working at.
So what you did worked, it seems.
It's working for now. You know what I'm saying? At least as far as I can see. I don't know if they got any secret traps, but they ain't hanging out where I be fucking around at.
That's good. That's a victory.
So, you know what I'm saying? I feel like we good.
We good. There you go. That's good to hear.
You know what I'm saying? But as long as they become visible, that's when it's a real fucking problem. But they not nowhere where I can see.
You don't never want no rats on the scene. You don't want to see. It's actually seeing them. Ah, yeah. Yeah, man. Yeah, that's so. Yeah, shout out to y'all. You make sure y'all don't get the coronavirus, man. Just wash your hands.
That's how you going to make sure.
I mean, that's the one thing you could do where they say stop touching your face, which is very hard. Very hard to do. But don't touch your face.
What
don't
about the other people who walk past and shit? What you gonna do about them?
What you mean?
The people who got it.
Oh, well, you know, be careful. Be careful. Try not to inhale too much when you're in the world. You know, in the world, keep your mouth closed.
Breathe low.
Breathe. I mean, yeah, breathe low. If you got a hoodie, pull your collar up real. You know, pull your neckline up a little bit. I don't know what to tell you. I tell you this. Shit, was it Thursday? I was doing a show Thursday. Actually, two shows, and so I had some time before the show. I went out to Greenpoint to just make a couple stops. While I was out there, I was like, let me do a little bit of grocery shopping while I'm in the streets just to bring back some shit. So I go to this little produce market, mm-hmm. and I see they got a sign that says, you know, juices, fresh juices, green drinks and things like that. Large, small $3, large $4.
Okay.
I said, oh, shit. This okay, nice little cub up. Let me get some wellness on the low. I kind of should have, in that moment, used a little bit more scrutiny. It's $4 for a large, fresh drink. That's aggressively low. You know, in the world, not in the world, on the low end, you pay about $8 for a Damn. Good large. Yeah, for a large, maybe
nah, juices seven. For life is a $6 scenario.
For a large?
For, well, it's a one size juice, you uh-huh. know what I'm saying? And then it's the smoothie is $7. Okay. So, and it's a nice, it ain't no big tall boy, but it's a nice, it ain't no small either.
All right, well, shout out to Juices for Life for the affordable largest. Yeah,
keeping the hood healthy.
I know some spots in the hood that they go at about, at the lowest I might have seen $6.75, but I'm seeing $6.75, $7, $8. Anyway, long story short, $4 is a bargain.
Right.
So now this is the thing. I'm not even sure if this is the culprit because I gotta throw two things on it. Also, I bought, speaking of, you were talking about New Orleans last week. I bought some Cafe Du Monde coffee,
mm-hmm.
right? Just on some, I don't know, just, I've been there, you know what I mean? I think I ordered it prior to your New Orleans story, which really hit in the world. A lot of people was really like, yo, that Zulu ball shit sound crazy. Oh,
the Zulu ball's crazy.
Yeah. Anyway, and we'll talk about your boy Juvenile, because Juvenile out here getting booked.
Well, yeah, yeah, well, you know, right out, right soon thereafter.
Right. But it's, so I bought me some Cafe Du Monde coffee, got that in the mail. I didn't realize Cafe Du Monde coffee is actually what they call chicory coffee.
Mm.
It's not real coffee, it's chicory root that's, mm-hmm. I guess, pulverized or whatever to some coffee type of shit to where you could make, you know, like coffee powder.
Okay.
Sometimes people will cut it with regular coffee just to kind of take away from the chicory root taste, because that shit is a quiet type of taste. It definitely don't really taste like coffee. It could pass a little bit, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? But it tastes kind of barky.
Right.
Anyway, so I had some of that. I made Elisa a big ass cup of that. It was whatever, but I was like, fuck it, I done bought the shit. Let me, you know what I mean, see what it's about. So I had that earlier in the day, then I had my little $4 large juice later on. And as I'm sipping through the juice, my mouth starts itching. I'm like, maybe it's a reaction, but I'm still mm-hmm. trying to get through the juice like an idiot. But I was like, after a while, I just say, let me stop. The shit started itching crazy. So I stopped halfway through the juice. So I go do my show, first show. Set was cool, had a good time, you know. I get off, I'm at the bar, waiting for the next show to start.
Mm-hmm.
I'm at the bar, and I'm starting to itch. You know what I mean? like I'm starting to itch. Like, I'm starting to itch crazy. You know what I mean? I'm starting to itch, like, just, first, I'm starting to itch, like, by my waist, you know what I mean? Kind of by my balls.
Oh, Lord.
So immediately,
like, you got the crabs.
Yeah, I'm nervous. I'm nervous. For so what the fuck? So I go to the spot. I go to the bathroom, but you know what I mean? I'm scratching my balls and shit. Like, what the fuck is going on? Maybe it's just, you know what I mean? I don't know. What the fuck? Maybe I'm, I don't know. I'm sweaty. I hope I ain't nothing more than that. You know what I mean? I'm like, yo, what the fuck? Then I start feeling like some itching shit. Going on like behind my ears, my neck area, you know what I mean? Like, feel a little bit of itch there. Yeah,
that's when you start falling apart.
Dog, Man, because I'm trying to subtly scratch these itches, but these itches, these this is, I was itching for a scratch. Remember that record?
Itching for a scratch.
Yeah. I was in that shit. I was looking like a fiend, but I'm trying not because I'm doing I had the Tyrone Biggums itch, and the shit is like spreading. I'm like, yo, what the fuck is going on here? You know what I mean? I'm bugging out. I'm scared. People are coming, hey man, good shit. You know what I mean? They try to be fucking conversational and shit. I'm trying to be casual about it, but I can't hold too much of a conversation because in a minute I gotta tend to these shits. So fortunately, unfortunately, second show got canceled, so I bounced out of that shit. Got to the crib, jumped in the shower, you know what I mean, see what was cracking. And I took a shower, then I had some cortisone, so I just threw that shit on like Nivea. And before all of that, my homie, James Manor was like, yo, because I told him, I was like, yo, I don't know what the fuck is going on, fam, because I think I might be having an allergic reaction. He was like, yo, you should go get some Benadryl. I didn't even think to do that shit. I was like, right. Oh shit, go get a half a Benadryl, take a half a Benadryl, take the rest when you get to the spot. So that's what I took the half of Benadryl, and I got back, took the other half, woke up the next morning, everything was cool, but I still don't know what was what. I'm not sure if it was the chicory root, because then I Googled chicory root, and they say that shit, one of the reactions could be some old, they call it dermatitis. But I had that shit so early in the day, I forgot about it.
Right.
Now, the $4 juice.
What was in it?
It was regular shit. It was some shit that I've had before. It was like carrots, parsley, I don't know. It might have been some pear. It was real. They had so many different things. They didn't really have like itemized recipes. It was just showed you everything that they had, what it attacks and all that shit. So you know how you just pick some shit. You're like, oh, let me get some of this and mix some of that. So I did that. And you have to pay before you get the juice. So I mean, the register's really right across, but you got to turn your back.
Right.
I didn't know. I mean, everything it was above board as far as I know.
Right, right, right.
I mean, the shit could have been dirty, but all I know, to this day.
So you haven't tried the tricky route.
Again. I was thinking about it, but I don't think I want to fuck with that again. I think it's just going to be, it's no benefit of the doubt. I think I'm throwing that shit out of there.
Why are you going to throw it out?
Because I think I'm allergic to it.
Let me try it.
If you want it, I'll give it to you. All right. All right. We'll find out next week.
I'm looking
week.
For a coffee alternative anyway.
Oh, well, shit. All right. Fair enough. It's a diuretic, I think, too.
I need that, too. All right. Well, shit. You know what I'm saying? Coffee's a diuretic per se. That's what they say.
Well, this diuretic was brought to you by Cafe Du Monde. Put a little itch in your day. Yeah. So, yeah, man, that shit had me feeling like I had fucking coronavirus for about 12 hours.
That's fucked up, man. But the Mercury is in the retrograde.
Yeah, I heard that. It's been about 2 weeks, right?
I guess it's over on the 12th or some shit. 10th, 12th.
I love that the Mercury retrograde has an end date.
Yeah, it always has a beginning and an end.
Oh,
wow. I thought I fucked up on the Mercury retrograde shit.
What happened?
Because you ain't supposed to, they say you ain't supposed to do no deal, no big deal, enter any big deals or buy any electronics and shit because Mercury. You know what I'm saying? Fucks with the electronics or whatever.
Oh, right. I heard
that. What the fuck do I do?
Buy some electronics?
I bought a big-ass electronic. I bought me a laptop.
Ooh.
An expensive laptop.
Oh, shit.
So.
I bought this. Well, go ahead. Talk
to MacBook.
Us.
So I bought a new MacBook and shit.
These are the ones that just came out of the 16. Which one you talking about? The 16?
16. Okay. 16. I don't know. The ones that's coming out ain't came out.
Yeah, they're supposed to come out this month, allegedly. You know, Mac is always some rumor shit. So go ahead. So you got the 16.
So I got the 16, boy.
Uh-huh. In the midst of Mercury and retrograde.
In the midst of the Mercury. Mm-hmm. You know, full blown. I talked to myself 3-4 times before I did it.
Did you have any part of that conversation say, that's Mercury in retrograde.
Oh, yeah.
So you definitely had that.
I definitely had that conversation. Like, you know what I'm saying? Do I really?
Man, fuck that retrograde shit.
I was like, do I really need it?
Should I wait it out?
Because, you know, my system was working pretty good, but it's on the downswing of things. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It's on that side of the motherfucking obsoleteness.
Was that like at the top of the list for what was making you not buy the shit? Was Mercury in retrograde like point one?
Well, that was probably point two.
Okay.
Point one was like, do I really have to do this week?
Am
can
I
wait? Can I get another check before I do it?
All right.
You know what I'm saying? So
what made you do it this week?
Well, I started, you know, assessing what was going on with my old system. You know what I'm saying? And it's operating, but it do have its little hiccups where it'll do some slow shit and dry your ass crazy. And so I you know what I'm saying? I surmised that this computer is slowing me down.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's personal.
Yeah, it is slowing me down.
This fucking computer.
You know what I'm saying? This little shit that's jamming up here, if I didn't have that, I could be moving along a lot faster.
Oh, man.
And I could be more productive. This is what I told myself.
Mm-hmm. And you need to be at once.
And I need to get this system to be as productive as I need to be. You know what I'm saying? So fuck it. I head out to go get my shit. But then of course they don't carry the blowed out versions in the store.
Oh, right.
You know what I'm saying? So you gotta order them.
Okay.
But you know what I'm saying, some specialty shops do carry them. So, you know, I used to get them like from TechServe because they'll have like the full spec ones inside the store, but they ain't no longer here.
Mm-hmm.
So looked up, Autorama had some, B&H had some. I went to get the shit on Autorama, but then the little the checkout wouldn't pop up on the computer, like when you order shit online and then you pick up in the store the next morning. So it was like late at night. You know what I'm saying? I taught myself to 2 a.m, like, all
right,
bet, let's
get it.
Right. You know what I'm saying? So I'm trying to do it, not a motherfucking checkout won't work.
What, just because you think it went out, somebody sold out?
I don't know. I don't know if they have it down at night. I don't know. The shit wasn't working.
So it wouldn't clear through.
So it wouldn't come up at all. And I'm like, oh, shit.
Froze the kicker.
I done put my damn credit card shit in here. I might be getting hacked. Oh. So I'm like, this is some bullshit.
They got me.
So I go to B&H.
Fucking Mercury.
So I go to B&H. I waited till the morning. Okay. I tried Autorama again. The shit was working, but now it's not. It's saying same day pickup after 4 o'clock or some shit. I'm like, wait. You know what I'm saying? No. It was a Friday, so it was like you wouldn't be available till Monday at like 2 o'clock.
Okay.
So I'm like, wait a fucking minute. This is fucking Friday.
Right.
So I hit B&H. B&H had it. Mm-hmm. Had one. Comparable, it had most of what I needed. I had to make one compromise because they ain't had the one that I wanted. They either had to be too much or had to be too less.
But Autorama had the exact one you wanted, but we wouldn't have been able to get it till Monday.
Till Monday.
And this is Friday.
Okay. And I've convinced myself that I need this
weekend.
I got projects that need to be done. I don't need to be held up.
Okay.
All right. So I ordered my shit from B&H. Go pick the shit up.
Let me ask you a question. Did you use the pay boo? You heard of that shit?
Nah, I ain't fucking with the pay boo.
Okay.
I don't understand.
Okay.
All
right, go ahead.
All right. So I went to pay the shit out. Went to go pick my shit up. Got my shit. Came back. Set my shit up. And I started on my projects. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Now, you know the new MacBooks got the new fucking connectors and shit. So they all USB-C now, which is some new shit.
What is that? Is that not lightning? It's some other
shit? No, it's not lightning. It's some USB-C shit.
So what's it look like, kind of?
It almost looked like the shit that go in the Android phones, but a little wider.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So now.
So you need adapters.
So now you need adapters and dongles. And okay, so I buy an adapter. All right, I see an adapter at Best Buy. Okay, boom, boom. Buy it. You can plug your old shit into that too. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so I got one of them motherfuckers. Boom, plug my shit in. Boom, ready to go. I'm like, wait a minute. This shit moving a little slow. I finished the project, but it was like, this some slow shit. Like, this shit moving slower than my shit that I'm already using.
Mm.
Export. The export was taking 3 times is what I usually take. I'm like, hold up. I'm hot.
This shit gonna take till Monday.
I'm like, I'm heated. I'm so mad. I'm like, wait a fucking minute, man. I went to pick my daughter up from school. It's an Apple store not too far by.
Okay.
So now I hit the Apple store before I went to pick up. This is how mad I am.
With your piece?
Nah, I ain't have it with me. I just had a motherfucking question.
With a query.
You know what I'm saying? So I rose up in that motherfucker. I would find the first black shirt motherfucker I see. Okay. Hey, man.
They black shirts now?
Yeah, in this store, they had black shirts with Op on it.
Okay.
So I'm like, hey, man, let me ask you a question. He's like, yeah, what's going on? I'm like, listen, man, I just bought me a motherfucking MacBook. You know what I'm saying? And it's full spec'd out. But the shit is moving slow. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, he's like, what are you talking about? I'm like, nah, it's moving slow. I'm like, nah, it shouldn't be. It's like, this, that's you know what I'm saying? That's the shit.
Right.
I'm like, nah, this shit ain't the shit. And so he's like, so, I mean, what drive you using? Drives? I'm like, you got your project on the drive? I'm like, yeah, it's on the drive. He was like, oh, well, shit, you know, that could be the drive slowing it down. I'm like, man, this, I've been using the same drive on my other shit, and it ain't never been this slow. And so he's like, well, shit, you using an adapter? I'm like, yeah, it could be your adapter. I'm like, man, this adapter costs $70-something, man. What the fuck are you talking about? The adapter. Why would the adapter be slow? Well, the adapters be slow sometimes.
The aftermarket?
Yeah, I'm like, but that don't make no motherfucking sense, man. Why would y'all switch shit out knowing the shit's gonna be slow? This is a full spec'd out ass shit. This is supposed to be motherfucking fast as shit.
I bought this on a Friday.
On a fucking Friday. You know what I'm saying? So he was like, and we finally worked through it. He was like, Did you have the adapter plugged in? I'm like, no.
Well, you got to power the adapter. The
adapter ain't got no plug. What are you talking about? Nah, he was like, run your power to the computer, to the adapter, so it'll get power. And then, you know what I'm saying? Then he was like he took me over to the adapters. He's like, see, look right here. You know what I'm saying? When you look on the box, it says, you know what I'm saying, you might not get full speed if you don't have the power. I'm like, ah, this is some old bullshit. So went home and powered my adapter.
How do you power your adapter?
You know what I'm saying? The plug you use to power your computer, you just plug it in the adapter and it'll power the adapter and the computer.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
And then I was up to full speed and I was happy again. And I was saved from the Mercury in retrograde.
All right. Well, shit, it all worked out.
Yeah, it worked out. But I was, but for a full 8 hours, it was a problem.
How you like that new Pro? Is it a significant difference?
I haven't gotten into all the significance yet. Mm-hmm. It's moving through the footage fast. It's definitely good on that. So that's all I've done on it was edit.
Okay.
So the little track bar thing is cool. Once, you know what I'm saying? Once I set it up, customize it.
Okay.
Because
you could assign shit.
Yeah, you could assign shit to it. But right now on the default shit, you know what I'm saying? Like how you have all your tabs open, you can see your tabs in the thing. You could just, you know what I'm saying, hit right. The tabs with here without having to do your hand motion shit. You could switch through different applications. It's cool. You can do, you know what I'm saying? The only thing that bugged me out is the volume, because instead of it being just a tap, 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 now it's a tap and a slide. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, because it's on the touch bar?
It's on the touch bar.
Oh, okay.
And that's the only place it's at.
Okay.
So, you know what I'm saying? I'm used to tap, 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 tap to get your volume up. And right. Now it's a tap. So it's cool.
A little but, fader.
Yeah, but like if you're fucking around like watching a video or listening to some music, you can use the little track bar to slide through to find where you to get to a certain place.
That's what's up.
And it moves, you know, since it's a little more accurate, a little more faster. So it's cool. I haven't gotten into it. I'm gonna get into it this week. But I sure had was in for a scare.
He was ready for the whole shit to go left.
It was left in my eyes. Nah. This shit was already left.
That's crazy,
but
man.
We made it through.
Made it through, man. Shit. Speaking of Mercury being in retrograde, Oprah fell. And that shit was funny. Niggas, the crowd
I ain't want to laugh. But
nah, the crowd laughed.
I ain't want to laugh at the shit, but that shit was funny. Because I seen the edit. I didn't see the natural video.
Oh, okay.
I seen it in the joke sphere, in the meme space.
Oh, man.
We're talking about MJ and Kobe ghost tripped Oprah up.
Yeah, man. I don't know if I laughed at the first one. When I said, oh, shit. I think I laughed. After I see she was all right, you know, as most people. But what made me laugh more was because the first video I saw was like, yo, but why did the crowd laugh? So then I read it back.
So he was like, you went with the crowd.
Because then I didn't even pay attention to how the crowd reacted the first time. Because I was like, oh, shit, she just fell. That's got to, you know, that's crazy. But then I listened to the crowd. The crowd's like, oh, and then you heard a couple of them. Like, oh. I said, damn. This ain't shit.
Ain't shit at all.
But, you know, it ran the news cycle. I got a, it's not a hot take. It's a lukewarm take.
Okay.
I think Oprah took the fall for Gayle. I think she was trying to get Gayle all the way out the news shit. Niggas was killing her. And I think Oprah was like, you know what? Let me show you something.
But I thought it was done. Snoop, it could have been, but came, I think Snoop Red tabled it. You know what I'm saying? I thought they tabled the beef.
Maybe. I don't know. But I think maybe that was it. I think it was kind of like
Nobody ain't taking no falls on the GP.
I don't know.
That didn't look like a I feel.
It
that
wasn't
looked like a oh shit. Bam. Damn.
But it didn't look that severe. It looked like it was a fall, but it
hey, that was a head first fall. A fake
it
fall.
Was like,
a
head, like, fa- like
a head
stomach
first fall is kind of like leg first. Like a straight down, like a, you know what I'm saying, straight down fall.
It took a little bit. But either way, man, I'm glad she's good. Because, you know, when you get up there, you start falling. Shit ain't what it used to be. You know what I mean? So, you know, hopefully she's good. You know what I mean? It definitely made for a good, 24 to 48 hours of internet memery.
No doubt.
Shit. I did not see that Red Table Talk shit, so I can't even follow up on that. But
me neither. I haven't watched it. I only watched the outtakes and saw that.
I didn't even see that.
Snoop got good response and on one end, and then, you know what I'm saying, the other end, he's full of shit. You know, some people ain't gonna let it go.
I saw his mom's text him, said she was proud, and that shit override everything.
Yeah.
So there it is. That's the ultimate streets.
Yeah, you see your boy Spike Lee is out here in another beef.
Yeah, man. I seen it.
After we fake squashed ours. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, now it's a fake squash.
No, what I'm saying, he never knew he was in a beef with me.
Okay, right, true. So, well, he knew. He felt the heat.
So, after I really squashed it, and then he fake squashed because he never knew.
Fair enough.
So,
I saw they did them dirty at the Garden, man.
Yeah, they. I guess the Dolans, they don't really give a fuck about they folk. You know what I'm saying?
Fuck all that legacy shit.
They legends nor they biggest fans. Mm-mm. You know what I'm saying? They mascots, everybody could get it.
Anybody could see the door.
I mean, shit, that ain't cool.
That shit is fucking sad.
You know what I'm saying? You're supposed to be where everybody wants to go. Everybody used to want to play in the Garden.
Well, tell the people what happened just to set the table.
Okay, so what had happened was Spike Lee, in all of his, NYC, New York Knicks fandom, and rich black man privilege, has been using the employee entrance to enter the Garden for the last 28 years, he says. And in that 28 years, it's never been an issue. He uses the employee entrance. He catches the employee elevator. He goes to the sixth floor, the fifth floor, wherever the Gardens is, because I don't really
fifth
know.
Fifth floor.
Fifth floor. And then he walks to his floor seat that he pays astronomically for. This time, he comes in. Last night, he comes into the Garden to the employee entrance. Goes to the employee elevator. He gets in and shit don't move. He like, well, what the fuck going on? You know what I'm saying? They say, Mr. Lee.
They scanned his ticket and everything.
Well, yeah, he already scanned in. He's in the building. He's in the elevator, right, ready to go up to his prime real estate seat. They say, Mr. Lee, you're going to have to exit the elevator. You're like, I'm not getting off the elevator. This is preposterous.
Well, it got him sounding like that.
Because this is the type of privilege it sounded like when he was explaining it. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying? This is preposterous.
Go ahead.
So anyway, they asked him to leave the elevator to go outside and go all the way back around to the regular motherfucking where you're supposed to go in at.
Some crazy shit.
Which is insane. And then he's like, I'm not going nowhere. As he said, I'm not falling for the okie doke. Because once you leave, you can't come back in. You can't scan a ticket. A ticket twice.
That's the club okie doke. You know that's the super. That's not even the Garden. That's the fucking. That's the tunnel. That's some bullshit.
But at the end of the day, he's Spike Lee. Like, yeah. Shit, everybody knows where his seat is.
Come on, and yeah. Y'all, you know what I mean? Shit, that's the most identifiable motherfucker you got at the Knicks game.
The last remaining identifiable Knicks fan.
I mean, come on.
You know what I'm saying? He might as well be the logo.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, They ask him, he don't leave. He like, fuck that. You know what I'm saying? He see some brothers he knew from Fort Greene back in the day.
Right.
He like, young. You know what I'm saying? They like, yeah, man, I know it's crazy, but what we'll do, man, we're going to take you up to the six, and then we'll escort you to your seat.
Gave him a little black man whisper counsel mediation.
You know what I'm saying? But he ain't want to give me the black man head now. When I, I ain't going to bring up old shit. Anyway. Anyway, they escort him to the seat. Halftime, the owner comes down and greets him.
Right.
Like, listen, bruh, you can't take the motherfucking employee elevator no more. It's new rules.
Mm.
He like, I ain't gonna talk about this shit with you. He was just like, motherfucker, you know what I'm saying? Nobody called me and told me it was no new rules. But anytime I'm a day late paying my motherfucking season tickets, my phone is blowing up.
Mm-hmm. Accounts receivable.
You know what I'm saying? Accounts receivable is on my line ASAP. Mm-hmm. But now you're telling me that I can't catch the elevator that I've been catching since the last 28 years?
Mm-hmm.
It's fucked up. It is fucked up, though.
It's fucked up. Well, yo, it's fucked up on a couple different levels. Why do you think it's fucked up?
No, I'm saying you did a couple of your levels.
Well, I'm going to say it's fucked up because... It's super fucked up, first of all, because this is why when he did the math, when he broke it down on mm-hmm. First Take, did the math, this man spent upwards to damn near $10 million
damn
on tickets for these last 30 years,
right.
About $3,400. Actually, it might even be more than that. It might be $3,400 each ticket. So that
right,
might
each
be
game.
So that might so that's 20. That's damn near $20 million over 30 years,
mm-hmm.
right? So you didn't pay $20 million to anybody. You expect a certain level of fucking right. etiquette, courtesy, back accommodation,
door, back elevator,
nigga. That's $20 million.
I mean, they really should be sending you a car to pick your ass up every game.
If there's any change in policy, you need to at least get an absolute heads up.
Especially when it directly affects you.
It affects your experience
right.
from how you walk in.
Right.
Now you treating me like a
sucker.
Word, like a motherfucker in the cheap seats.
Exactly.
And ain't even no cheap seats in the garden. Cheap seats is where they told him to go outside at the bar across right. the street. But so that's the one level that is fucked up, boy. Because damn, you 20 million in,
mm-hmm.
and this is the respect you get. But to say that this is what makes it doubly fucked up or doubly fucked up, the empathy level for where you are with this situation is so disconnected from damn near anybody.
Right. This is a 1%er argument and conversation. Rich folk problem.
Right. So, you know, people fuck with you because you the legend and you are, you know, the Jack Nicholson
right.
of the fucking Knicks. You are the most identifiable. You are a true fan and you get even more credit for being a true fan because this team has been struggling, right. trash at least, you know, struggling since, for at least 20 some odd.
The 90s.
Hasn't had a finals, hasn't had a chip since the 70s. Hasn't really been that super relevant
since
the 90s. But all through that shit, you was there, you was cheering,
jumping,
you were going all out.
Could be said cooning.
If you want to say that, I don't like the coon accusation. You take it to coon court.
Yeah, but it's definitely a candidate for coon court.
Okay, there you go. You can file a case. You can file a docket. I say all that to say it's a damn shame because you're 20 million in and you're not getting the $20 million respect. And then you're not getting the $20 million compassion from the man on the streets. Right. So... it's fucked up. So now he like, yo, I'm not even coming back for the rest of the season. I'm not going to another game. Yeah, he said, I'm not going. He said, I'm going to the draft. He said, don't fuck right. that up. But I'm not. He said, I'm not coming back for the rest of the. I'll come back next year.
Right.
But for the rest of the season, I'm not even showing up. But now my thing is, it's probably the tickets already paid for anyway.
Yeah, he paid for the tickets. So he'll give them to somebody else. But then that's when they get treated. He'll give it to somebody else. Y'all don't want there.
Oh yeah,
that's how you fuck them up.
That's how you do some casting.
You give it just Fort Greene niggas.
Yeah.
And
we'll take the regular. We'll take the regular new entrance or whatever. Yeah, but we will be there.
We're gonna put them Tims on the wood.
Mm-hmm. We're gonna be here. But so that's what I felt about it. I mean, it's unfortunate because he is almost, I don't want to say he's the last remaining Knicks. No,
he's not
fan.
The last one, but he's just the most recognizable he's one that the, you know.
Yeah, he's the most diehard Knicks fan. And he also said in the midst of it, you know, because Spike could be dramatic. That man is a director. Mm-hmm. But because even his testimonial on first take was very over the top. You know what I mean? You forget he does say and action for
right,
a living.
Right.
So, but he was like, "You gonna arrest me like Oakley?
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Put my hands behind my back."
But that's what he meant is when he seen the four green niggas. They were like, "Spike, that's not gonna be necessary, sir."
Fam,
come on, B.
Come on. It ain't that serious, but we could do this.
Right.
So. Long story short, it is fucked up. There's been a lot of people online talking about, yo, come over to the Nets.
Right.
Nets win. Right. Yeah, like
it's
that?
Brooklyn. It's, you know what I'm saying? You are Brooklyn, baby.
You know what I mean?
You come can walk. You can walk from your office straight to the motherfucker Barclays.
It's right down the block. What I hear what he say, he said he feel like he's being harassed and he might be being gentrified up out of the Garden.
But for what, though? They ain't even winning. Nobody don't even want that seat per se.
Nah, people want that seat now. See, that's the thing about the Knicks. That's the gift and the curse about it. It's not even about the team no more. It's about the fact. I always say it's about the fact that it's the only pro sport team in Manhattan. I'm signed with the Rangers.
Right.
You in the Garden. The Garden is this storied venue. Whether you agree with it or not, it's been given all of this mythology, but it's about, you go in the Garden, especially if you're sitting on the wood, it's a moment. You go on the jumbo screen, you're feeling like, it's a, you know what I mean? It's a different thing.
Listen, bro.
It's a different thing.
The PR, maybe it is a gentrification, because the James Dolan PR.
It's terrible. Nobody wants
like, it. I don't want to go there. I don't, you know what I'm saying? This motherfucker come out personally. To motherfucking get with you. You know what I'm saying? On the Jumbotron.
To follow up with the kerfuffle.
You know what I'm saying? He don't invite you up to the booth. He don't call you the next day. And you know what I mean? None of that shit. He come down to the floor to see you and tell you your monkey ass can't come through. That sound personal. You know what I'm saying? What they did to Oakley, that was crazy. Like, I mean, not that I'm some big sports fan that's been in. You know what I'm saying? $20 million on some wood seats. But if I did get a $20 million to spend on some wood seats, it damn sure ain't finna be in the Garden. I'm not giving, you know what I'm saying, none to Dolan.
I hear you.
You know what I'm saying?
I hear you. But you got to look at this.
Look at what?
He was in there pre-Dolan.
I understand. That's even triple
like
worse.
Like he said, when you hear what he's, because that's my point where it feels like this man has been on this shit from way back. He was like, you know, Willis Reed and all them. Those is my homies.
Right.
You know, I grew up. I was there when, what's my man's name? Bill Bradley was a Knick.
The famous goddamn Reggie Miller choke thing. Right. You know what I'm saying? He going back and forth with Jordan when I was a kid.
He liked the Apollo log.
Right.
For MSG. So for the what
you trying to say, they trying to get a new person in his seat that's a little more palatable.
I don't know.
Combative. We use the regular entrance.
I think it could be a. Seems like it's a flex. It's a power move. It's from what I hear about the guy Dolan, because I don't know. You know, it's so funny. As much as I dislike Dolan, I don't really dislike him personally. I just don't like the tone that's set because I feel like winning isn't really the standard. You know what I mean? They gonna make this money anyway. Like I said, the shit is just a hot venue.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's a party every night. If the Knicks win, that's gravy, but nobody's really expecting this shit at that point, right?
Right.
But today, this is the first time I even seen what he looked like. I didn't really even know what he looked like.
I seen him in that Oakley shit.
Okay, I didn't even see that.
Shit, yeah.
But I think it's a lot of ego shit. I think it's a lot of Spike had said he's never really said anything derogatory about the Knicks, but I have noticed that, you know, if you do have some shit to say about the Knicks, which I can understand you having some shit to say about the Knicks because they ain't popping. You know what I mean? Especially if you're spending money, especially if you're not being comp tickets. Mm-hmm. You know, if you got skin in the game, you could feel a way. That's part of being a sports fan.
Right.
But I feel like this is part of a campaign to kind of neutralize a lot of that. You know what I mean? Anybody that's kind of a little too mouthy or a little, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Feel like they got some shit to say, especially if it's targeted towards that guy.
Right.
He gonna let you know. He gonna let you know this is still my house. I paid. Right. I paid a lease here.
Yeah.
So
that house get empty.
Yeah. Take the back exit. Yeah, in the back entrance.
On the back line. Hey. You interested in those seats again?
See, but that's what happens.
Them house get empty.
Yeah. Huh. And you find out. You know. Yeah,
and then see when players don't want to come to that motherfucker.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
It could be.
It's already working in that way.
Yeah, but shit.
Out of cats is. You know what I'm saying? That's what KD says. Shit. Yeah. I want to go there.
Yeah. I could dig it. And
skipped over, went to Brooklyn.
He did. But we'll see. We'll see. That's the thing about the Knicks. I thought about this. How many teams do you think in the NBA still have diehard fans? So we say New York,
Lakers.
Sixers, Celtics, Bulls,
OKC.
OKC, diehard fans? Yeah, OKC.
OKC, they diehard.
Golden State.
Supposedly
the loudest stadium. I don't know if that's because of the acoustics, but.
Because they was winning like a motherfucker. That's the real gentrified audience.
True indeed.
But they in a brand new arena this year, right. So you know what I'm saying? That's going to bring them out.
Yeah. Won't say Miami. Miami,
they fickle.
Yeah.
They just, because we ain't used to nothing. The Heat just got to Miami like 89.
Right.
Like it wasn't no.
They got to earn their keeps.
My whole life, we had no basketball team.
Y'all was a football town. It was, right?
It's definitely football.
Atlanta, I don't know.
Atlanta, they go. Atlanta
they
got to
go, but they are they? I mean, they had Dominique back in the day. But
see, they not die hard for the team per se. I don't think they die hard to be there though.
That's my
point.
They
die hard to be on the scene in that bitch.
That's my point.
They do good programming.
What I'm saying is, what I'm seeing a lot of now, there aren't as many team fans as there used to be. A lot of people are fans of players. You know what I mean? Wherever LeBron going, we fucking with LeBron.
Well, Atlanta, they fans of their team, but they also fans of being up in that bitch.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? They gonna make it a scene.
Right.
So.
They fans of Atlanta.
Like, right. You know what I'm saying? We fans of each other in this city, goddamn it. You know what I'm saying? We're going to be here to see each other. And you know what I mean?
Right.
Team may suck, but you know what I mean?
Pistons. I'd say Pistons got some diehard fans. But anyway.
Toronto looking like they got some fans.
Toronto, I mean, shit, they went through it. They got some fans. Yeah, they diehard. I mean, okay, so there's still some fans out there. There's still some fan bases. So I guess it's understandable to see how people could still be a diehard fan, especially, you know, that's how you define yourself. That's one of those defining passions of you. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And it's not about who the owner is at the moment or whatever. It's bigger than the owner. So I could see somebody saying, nah, fuck that. You know what I mean? Especially if it's not just your fandom, but it's your paper too.
Right.
Like, man, y'all gonna have to treat me a little better. And I'm not ready to just fucking walk over here.
Nah. Y'all definitely gotta treat me better.
Damn, man.
You know what I'm saying? I be feeling that way, and I ain't spent no 20. I feel that way walking into a new joint, man. Listen, man. Not that I gotta come through your back door, but when I came through your front door and you ain't come see me in 20 minutes, it's a problem.
Spend some money.
You know what I'm saying? I'm about to spend some money. I'm in line too. Y'all shit ain't cheap in here.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That shit.
What you think they could do to right that wrong?
I don't know, man. I'm not trying to solve his problems. That's some fuck shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You got to figure that shit out on his motherfucking own.
I'll figure that out.
You know what I'm saying? That's the thing is the buck stopped with him, so shit. That's a him and Spike issue. They got their own little beef they got to fix.
Yeah, man. Yeah, hopefully it'll work out. It'll work out.
Spike, you know what I'm saying, probably going to, you know, fight a power.
Yeah. Spike say
I'll take all the brothers with me.
Spike say he ain't coming back for the rest of the season. You know. And the Knicks are the type of team where you can say that shit in fucking March. You know what I mean? Like, you know what? I'm good. I've seen enough.
Motherfucker. But now you gotta figure out what to do on his nights when he's supposed to be at the game.
He gonna be itching like
he gonna
I was.
Be at the crib like, oh,
these motherfuckers.
Bad every time.
Yeah,
shit, I supposed to be at the game. Now he gotta be at the crib. His wife gonna have some shit for him to do.
Since you ain't going to your next game.
Yeah, I mean, they're going to get him a man cave.
Oh, man. What's up, man?
It's interesting because I had been looking at these little things. They like little pods, like little spaces.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Like little tiny house spaces and shit where you could put offices and studios and any old whatever the fuck you want. And it's just interesting how, you know, a small little space can mean so much, you know what I mean? Like a man cave or like any space you can call your own.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like women, what they call this shit? Women something. They call this shit something.
I don't know. She shed.
Yeah, she shack or she shed or some shit like that.
Right.
Like that type of shit is it's funny how important that shit is to humans.
It's your own little refuge.
Right. So I have my little office, but it's very pedestrian within my house. So people walk through it because the kitchen's right next door.
Gotcha.
So it's like a lot of traffic.
Okay.
So it's not really like a separate scenario.
It's along the beaten path.
Yeah, it's along the path, and it gets disrespected, trampled over.
Gets beaten.
You know what I mean? So I was like, I'd be on the internet looking at these little spaces and shit. And then it's, you know, I go through like the little containers, like, you know, shipping containers or like these little, they even got these little bubble ass bubble tents and shit. And then it's this cat, Jacob Witzling. He built these motherfucking little shacks in the woods.
Mm-hmm.
And they be dope as shit. Like, very artistic, the way right. he built them. Look like a little fairy should live there and shit.
Mm-hmm.
So he go around building these shits, and then him and his girlfriend live in them for a while. I guess he built them for somebody, and then they live in it for a while, and then the owners just own it after that. I think he built it for, I don't know, for low or for, I'm not sure what his fucking...
His Raiders.
What his deal is, but...
Okay. Well, he christens it for you?
I guess he christens it, him and his lady. They on a tour. I've been following them for about 3 years. All they've been doing is going from woods to woods.
My lady just christened that for you.
You know what I'm saying? Living in these little fairy shacks, and they dope as shit. You know what I'm saying?
No, I've seen them. Seen them type of shits, too.
You know what I'm saying? So I was, like, very interested in that shit. So I'd be looking the shits up.
There's I think there's a name for some of them, Gertz or something too, but go ahead.
So I get home yesterday,
uh-huh.
And then there's like, it's like a newspaper flyer in my fucking, where my mail be. I'm like, what the fuck is this? And it says, you need more space. That's all it says. So I open it up. And
it's going to win in New York.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, I open it up, and this is a thing, Huts NYC.
Mm-hmm.
In Huts NYC, they make little pods and little fucking structures for New York people.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? They build them in the back of your brownstone and like, hey, this is a space for you. You know what I'm saying? Like, God damn, you've been following me.
Right.
So it's like the fucking algorithm jumped up in the real life. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying? So
as it does.
You know what I'm saying? So I was looking at those shits, man, like, damn, I need to get one of these motherfuckers.
You should wait till the retrograde lifts before you buy a hut.
I'm going to wait till all my kids lift before I buy, cause then
what they talking for the huts?
I ain't even priced the shit.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? But you know what I'm saying? I don't want to get the shit and this shit get rent over and, you know what I'm saying, kids be up in your shit. Get the fuck out my hut. Damn it. Shit. Because you need the space, man. Because it's like, you know, just like Spike. Spike ain't going to be going to the game.
Right.
You're going to be home.
Be at the office.
Motherfucker's going to be talking to him and shit. Well, he's supposed to be on the court. He's going to be listening to the game on the radio because he don't want to look at it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Be mad as shit.
Frustrated.
He need a hut. He need to call Huts NYC. Mm. And this ain't even no ad. You know what I'm saying? It's just some shit that I feel like Spike might need because I might need one myself.
Spike might have a hut. If he's spending $20 million on Knicks tickets, he gotta have a little out the way something. I don't imagine. Know.
But a hut is cool.
But
motherfuckers with mansions and shit, they don't want to build no hut in the back of their shit.
Yeah.
Might have a pool house. I don't know.
Yeah.
Ain't the same because it's just multi-use.
I've seen one of them shits. I want to say it was called the Gert or something. There's another term for them was like, because it's also not only just this some extra space thing, but there's this movement called glamping.
Oh, yeah.
Which is...
That's like with tents.
Yeah, like glamorous like fancy camping
tents and shit. Yeah.
So, well, that's basically what a hut is. It's a different type of tent.
Yeah, but it got a little more space. You might be able to put a bookshelf up in the hut.
Okay, because
in these kind of huts.
Yeah, because the shits that I saw, they were nice. You know what I mean? They look like little dioramas. You know what I mean? But it is cool when you're looking at the JPEG, but then right. When you try to get your whole
you
body.
You try to get your 6 feet yourself into the motherfucker.
In the damn diorama. Like, all right, this shit was cool in theory, but
the huts is different. They uh-huh. real structures with real height, electricity. Right. You have heat. Okay. You know what I'm saying? Wi-Fi. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's real shit. It's a structure. It's a physical structure. Right. It ain't like, you know what I'm saying, like a little blowaway tent.
That shit is hilarious. We 2020 talk about the hut market. What we need is a hut.
I'm a nigga living a full house talking about a hut.
A hut.
But again, it speaks to the human craving for a little space, they call it. Maybe we going back to the cave. I don't know. Amen. Shit. Like, shit, wherever the fuck we started, maybe it's just innate in us that we need a little,
just a little getaway.
Yeah, getaway when everybody started tripping this shit. You know what I'm saying? Jesus had 40 days to go to his cave. Shit. You know what I'm saying? Can I get 2 hours in my cave?
Is that what Jesus did for 40 days?
Yeah.
I got to read the story again. I got
to
read.
Muhammad went to a cave too. Really? All the famous thinkers went to a cave. They had a space.
They went away.
They went away.
Yeah.
They had a space for themselves, man. Mm. See, that's what. See, black men, they need a space.
They got a space for black men.
There's a sale. Right. This shit is fucked up. You might need like a space before you get there. You know what I'm saying?
So we got a little something for you.
Your own little space where you can just, you know what I'm saying? Ain't nobody. See, like I said, I might have said this shit on the show before. There's a couple of men in my neighborhood when I grew up. Mr. Shorty, this other man that lived down the block who had the freshest yard, and then my homeboy Pops, Mr. Chuck. Uh-huh. Them niggas cut their yard about 3 times a week.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm like, man, why they cut their yard so much, man? But knowing what I know now, you know what I'm saying? You be in the house, everything going on. As long as you there, people want something from you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
There's two places they won't fuck with you. The toilet. And outside cutting the grass, doing some yard work. Ain't nobody fucking with you out there. Nobody, because you might ask them to help. You know what I'm saying? So, motherfuckers leave you the fuck alone when you out there with your lawnmower. Mm. Motherfucker behind the do-do-do-do, you know, snipping shit. I'm like, this motherfucker be out here every day.
Yeah. A hut looked too much like a clubhouse, though. I don't know if they're going to respect the sanctity of your hut. You know what I mean? I don't know if they're going to take your hut as serious as you think it is, especially if it's just in the backyard. Like, if your shit is in the mountains somewhere in the cut where you got to really
drive 3 hours and be
there, you got to leave the town. Because that's the real.
Not a hut is a lot of work.
No, but that's when, okay, wow, he made a pilgrimage.
Right.
He got out of there. If you just go in the backyard and jump in the thing, that shit kind of look like a fucking
treehouse.
Yeah, it's a fucking ground floor treehouse.
Motherfuckers out there on the swing.
Yeah. Man.
But when you're cutting grass, it look like you're working for them.
Yeah, because you're sweating.
You're sweating. Oh, look at my man. Yeah. He's doing it. Mm-hmm. Let me bake him a muffin.
If you're in a little diminutive house with a Bluetooth speaker.
You looking too hipster.
Yeah. They ain't even taking you serious.
Motherfucker come out, push you over. Right. Motherfucker, bow!
Kick your whole shit over.
You get abused.
Hut tipping. That's plaguing New York City, hut tipping. You're going to be just like Spike Lee. Nobody got no empathy. My hut.
Motherfucker. Yeah, I get
he
on the podcast.
Came in my backyard and tipped over my hut.
I get on
hut.
The cast. You know, I was in my podcast. I had Tidal on the Bluetooth pumping.
In my additional home.
In my additional space. You know, actually, I didn't have Tidal. I had my Bluetooth turntable spinning some vinyl.
Whoa.
Because I had the speakers, you know what I'm saying, acoustically matched.
The Sonos.
To my ears, uh-huh. Liking.
Yeah.
No problem. Someone fucking tipped my fucking hut. This is fucking outrage. You don't tip a man's hut. Motherfucker's like, man, don't have a hut, motherfucker.
Got a hut, nigga.
A hut. You motherfucking.
Oh, man.
Yeah, you right.
Yeah, man.
But I still want one.
Yeah, man, go for it. Check it out. See what is popping with that.
No doubt.
Oh, shit, man. What else is going on? I did a little like a little mini movie marathon this weekend. I finally saw Candyman. I never seen Candyman before, the original shit, because you know they about to redo it. Jordan Peele's producing it or whatever.
Oh, he the man in the horror, huh?
Yeah. He trying to be. He in there. He making a name for himself. So he's doing that. And I'd always heard about Candyman. Obviously, you know the references, saying five times, all of that. I was like, let me check this shit. I was on Netflix. Watched it. You ever seen Candyman, the first one?
Mm-mm.
Oh, all right. Well, shit. It's decent. It's not bad. It was whatever. You know what I mean?
I never really fucked with the horror genre as a whole. I like the epic like movie like ones, drama ones, like the slow ass like The Shining and shit like that.
The real like the thrillers,
like more dramatic shit, not the
gory shit.
Yeah, the shock and awe.
I'm not the biggest horror fan in the first place, too, honestly, because it typically doesn't scare me. You know what I mean? And typically, I don't really align with their thinking.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, you just doing shit. Like, you know some bullshit going to happen based on what you just did. Right. You should have just done this. You should have just actually got the fuck out of there.
Right.
But something made you inquire within after you done heard that creepy, weird-ass sound in some place that you're not really familiar with. But you feel so emboldened that you're going to go there by yourself and confront whatever unknown shit is going on. That's just how you feel. Right. You know what I mean? I check out there, but that, you know, whatever. So
your motherfucking ass wanted to build a hut.
That's what you get.
Stupid motherfucker.
That's typically my disposition when I'm watching a horror film. See, that's what you get, you dumb ass, you know? So anyway, so I watched that shit. It was all right. It was cool, you know, decent. So then I watched the little trailer for the Jordan Peele shit. It looked cool. Got Tiana Paris. I fuck with her, so I'm interested in seeing what that's going to be like. But then I seen the director was Nia DaCosta.
Right.
Who's like a brand new director. She's like 29 from Brooklyn.
Mm-hmm.
Her first film was Little Woods that Tessa Thompson executive produced and starred in. So that was on Hulu. So I said, let me check that shit out, see what the fuck that was. And that shit was cool. It was a good little movie, so I watched that.
Yeah, I discovered her on the meme too.
Yeah.
I guess I'm getting all my news from the meme. Because somebody was like, you know what I'm saying? It was like, Jordan Peele is not the director. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
This person is. And it was a black lady, Nia DaCosta.
Right.
Look her up.
Right.
I'm like, okay. And I looked her up.
Yeah. So I checked it out. And Little Woods was cool. So then that led to me. What else? I watched. Then I'd been seeing this trailer for this movie called Premature.
Mm-hmm.
Which is like, it's a very like New York movie. You know what I mean? It's kind of like, I guess, a love story, you know, romance. But it's all set in New York City, current day. Mostly like uptown Harlem area. You know what I mean? And then the way it's shot, just the characters and shit is very, very New York centric. You know what I'm saying? And it's shot well. And these are new. everybody's pretty much new for the most part. I forget the director's name, I think Ernesto, I should have probably had that shit on tap, but then also Zora Howard is one of the lead characters, and then the other cat is, it's worth checking out, it's playing in some little indie spots, but you could also rent it, because that's what I did. Rashad Ernesto Green is the director, but you could also rent it on...
Rashad Ernesto Green black?
I believe Hispanic? So. I believe so. I don't get me the line. I'm not sure what's going on. It's
a lot of different things now in that name.
Black dude look like.
Okay. Rashad is black. Ernesto could be, you know, man.
Yeah.
It's green. Fluid, you know what I mean? You know, Irish.
It's a lot of different names going on there. But, you know, he did his thing. It's a good looking situation. But you could actually check it out. You could rent it on YouTube for $8.
He's from the Bronx.
And check it all the way out. And the shit was good. So I fucked with that. And that was just a little recommendation. And then lastly, I went to the ICP downtown in Lower East Side, and I went to the Contact High exhibit, which is a hip-hop photography exhibit that's down there. And that shit is kind of fire.
Tell us about that. Like, what is it?
It's basically an exhibit that's showcasing the photography of the hip-hop culture. From the beginning, I guess, to, you know, from like people like Ernie Panicoli. What's my man's name? what's my man's name? You know, he had the book back in the day. I think he from Brownsville. He had the book back in the day. Black dude. Always got the Cazelles on. Jamel Shabazz. He's there. You know, all of everybody that you know, Baron Claiborne, like it's a, you know, it's a lot of dope images in there. You know, shit that you might have remembered in the moment. Like they got the Great Day in Hip Hop. You know what I'm saying? The whole shit, identifying everybody in there, a little documentary on it. It's kind of cool just to look
Biggie
back.
With the crown.
Yeah, Biggie with the crown. That's but Baron just to Claiborne. Look back on like who was even in the Great Day in Hip Hop shit. Fucking Angie Stone was in that shit. Right. You know? But so shit like that. It's definitely worth checking out. And shit, that's it really. I was just throwing y'all some shit to do because I'm about to get up out of here. But I wanna know what you gonna do until next week.
Till next week. I'm going back to New Orleans.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? We're finishing out the interviews with the
Zulu Nation.
With the Zulu Social Club. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? We got some interviews with them next weekend. And shooting the B-roll and, you know what I'm saying, just getting the full gist of, you know what I'm saying, what their organization is all about. You know what I mean? Try to make it look beautiful and all that kind of shit. And then I'll be back right back here in the conversation.
All right. That's what's up. That is what it is. Shit. Yeah, that's about it for me. If I am doing any spots, I will say so on the internet, but at this point, we good.
Oh, yeah.
So I'll see y'all next week. Until then, tell a friend to tell a friend.
And even an enemy.
To get in the conversation. We out.
Hello.
Conversation.